On a Saturday evening, Muslims from across Cape Cod are coming together at the Cape's only mosque, a simple, unmarked, white clapboard house. They're gathering for a communal breaking of the day's fast, also known as an iftar. During Ramadan, Muslims fast during the day from dawn until dusk, and on Saturdays, the community holds a big group meal, followed by prayer sessions that go into the night.
Honestly, it's just like a time of self-reflection. In the Quran, God says that we should restrain from talking bad about others. Just get rid of bad habits that you have. It is, of course, about, you know, the fast, but I see it more as just wanting to become a better person.
That's Ahmed Javed of Bourne. His family has been coming to this mosque since it was created about 10 years ago. This evening, he and his sister Mariam Javed have arrived early to help set up. There are trays and trays of food, ranging from French fries to goat curry.
Tonight, so it's an iftar done by a family that comes to this masjid on the Cape. So basically, they prepared food for everyone to come and eat and then pray afterwards.
Men and women enter the mosque through separate doors, and they stay on separate sides of the house. Mariam Javed takes a plate of food, but she doesn't eat any of it just yet. We follow about 50 other women upstairs to the women's prayer room, where they'll hear an evening call to prayer and then eat.
So right now we're just sitting waiting for Maghrib time, which is the prayer, and it's the time of that we break our fast.
Women and children sit in rows on long red prayer rugs, and everyone orients themselves towards the direction of Mecca.
They're going to do the azan at that time, so that's when we know that it's okay to start eating. You'll hear it. We eat a date to break our fast.
A date is the traditional first food to eat after fasting, and it's what the Prophet Muhammad is said to have eaten.
This is the azan.
Once everyone eats, there'll be a prayer session that can go on until midnight. Mariam Javed says she's glad the Muslim community has a place to pray these days. When she was younger, there didn't used to be a dedicated place for the community to gather and pray.
There was a family here on the Cape. They had a really large basement, and they extended it, and we used their basement as a mosque. There's always been a place, but nothing permanent, nothing official. It's something that not everybody would know about.
Though the mosque seems at capacity tonight, estimates say just a couple hundred Muslims live scattered across the Cape. Saad Afzal, now a student at Cape Cod Community College, came to the Cape with his family 7 years ago from Pakistan.
It's quite different compared to back home. Like, let's just say back home, most of the people will be fasting, or if they are not fasting, they wouldn't eat in the front of you just out of respect. But out here, like, people don't know that, you know what I mean? So let's just say I'll go to work, and then I see people, like, munching on it. I'm like, dude, like, seriously? But I can't really say them anything.
Fasting during the holidays aside, he adds that recent events, like a shooting at a mosque in New Zealand, has made him take pause when practicing his religion in a place where it isn't common.
When it happened in New Zealand, while I was praying, the same Friday, this Friday it happened, I heard about it on social media. I came in there, and while I was praying, I was thinking, I'm like, what would if somebody just walk in the door and do the same thing?
He says in the end, it doesn't deter him, though. And Mariam Javed says having a dedicated mosque on the Cape, where her family can observe the highest holiday of the year, makes her feel accepted in the community.
It feels good to know that there is a place that we can go, like, that's permanent. I Googled one day just to see if this place would come up, and I was so surprised. I was like, oh my God, that's so cool. It's on the map.
She says she started noticing summer visitors on vacation coming to their mosque to pray. And she's glad that having a permanent location has helped to make Muslims on the Cape feel more at home. For WCAI, I'm Sarah Mises-Tan.